Hello.
Hello, my name is Roger and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you help us answering us a few questions?
Okay, just for a minute.
Thank you. May I know, does anyone in your household work for any media outlets such as internet, radio, internet or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And may I know, are you 21 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices?
Yes, all of them.
Thank you very much. And may I know, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I'd say a Democrat leaning Republican. Democrat leading independent.
Thank you very much.
Independent, I guess.
Thank you very much. And may I know, in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And may I know your age?
61.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Kind of mixed.
Thank you very much. And can you please tell me your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional election in November 2024 from a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is leading?
Satisfied.
Very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Just satisfied.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And you somewhat approve it or definitely approve it?
I strongly approve it.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way the Democrats in the U.S. Congress are heading their jobs, are handling their jobs, I'm sorry?
I somewhat approve it.
Thank you very much. And now I am going to read you a list of different issues some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important an issue is for you and to be focused on. This is the first one, protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
That's very important.
Can you rate it from 0 to 10?
Give it an 8.
Thank you very much. What about banning TikTok?
I give it a 2.
Thank you very much. What about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs? Thank you very much. In fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Probably a 5.
Thank you very much. In improving K-12 education. Thank you very much. What about banning assault weapons?
I give it a 10 too.
What about addressing immigration and border security? Protecting voting rights and democracy. Thank you very much. And what about combating climate change and protecting the environment?
Give that a 10.
Thank you very much. And do you believe the President and the Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important for you?
Yes.
Thank you. And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 is the opposite. What about the Republicans in the Congress? What about the Democrats in the Congress? Thank you very much. What about X, formerly known as Twitter?
I don't really have an opinion on that.
Okay. What about Charlemagne the God?
I don't have an opinion on him either.
Okay, thank you very much. What about Mark Zuckerberg? Okay. What about Cory Booker?
I like Cory Booker. I'll give him an 82.
Thank you. What about YouTube?
50.
Thank you very much. What about Joe Biden?
I'll give him an 83.
Thank you very much. What about TikTok?
I don't really have an opinion on TikTok.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I would give him a 1.
And what about Cornel West?
I don't really have an opinion about him.
Thank you very much. And I know it's still a way off, but the election for president were held today, and the candidates were the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy, Democrat Joe Biden, and the Republican Donald Trump. For whom will you vote?
I'll be voting for Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Best of the choices we have.
Thank you very much. And changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
I know a fair amount.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence, or AI, is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more than a threat?
Probably some of both, but probably mostly a benefit.
Okay. Thank you very much. And which of the following is closer to your views? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
I think they should be regulated more.
Thank question and thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? YouTube, Google, TikTok, X, formerly known as Twitter, video games, Instagram, Facebook, or Meta?
Well, for me personally, probably Facebook.
Yeah. And switching gears a little bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? The first one is X, formerly as Twitter. Do you use it multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week,
a month? I never used it.
Okay. What about Instagram?
I never use that post either.
What about TikTok?
Never used that either.
What about Facebook?
I do use that several times a day.
And what about YouTube?
A couple times a week.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a few statements about several social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is TikTok keeps users' data secure. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And Meta plays a negative role in society.
I don't really have an opinion.
What about X or Twitter plays a negative role in society?
I don't really use Twitter, so I avoid
okay.
it.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about that X and Twitter keeps users' data secure?
I'd say probably not.
And will you say somewhat or strongly think that?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what about Meta keeps users' data secure?
I'd say somewhat not secure.
And what about that TikTok plays a negative role in society? Thank you very much. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes, I have heard about that.
And will you say a lot, a few, a little?
A lot.
Thank you. And I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which banned TikTok from the U.S. and if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months, generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law? Thank you very much. In general speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok and from the U.S.?
I don't think it would affect my vote one way or another.
Thank you. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation on banning TikTok? Will you say they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok? They are trying to help the rich, special interests of friends and donors. They want to protect the U.S. citizens' data security. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with by big tech lobbyists. work on TikTok's competitors, or they are playing politics?
It's probably some of all of those things.
In general speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of the news or information about what's going on in your community? Will you say cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC? Will you say print newspapers, news websites, music and entertainment sites, social media, talk or news radio, YouTube, and Apple News, Google News, Flipboard, local TV news?
Probably mostly local newspaper and NPR.
Thank you very much. And the last few questions, these ones are for statistical purposes only. May I know your last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Thank you. And do you have any children below the 18 years of age?
No, I do not.
Thank you. And which of the following do you consider yourself to be? Will you say Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban, Central American, South American, or another Hispanic or Latino origin?
None of those.
Okay, thank you. And these were all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you have a great evening.
You as well.
All right, bye.
Okay.